So we'll start this afternoon or this evening, whatever time it is for you, wherever you are. We'll start this session with a meditation. Probably about 20 minutes or so. And then we'll have the rest of the time for some reflections and some questions. So I'll do a little bit of a guided, like I did this morning, just to support you settling in, especially for those of you who are less familiar with this style. Connecting with your experience. Being here in this moment, just in a very simple way. And it also can be useful to remind yourself of the value of doing this practice. It's remembering perhaps for yourself how practice has supported you. And perhaps too, connecting with your intention for practice this week. Maybe just taking a few moments to reflect, what is your intention for this time this week? And just allowing yourself to connect to that. Maybe be supported or inspired by that. And then turning to relaxation, which is such a support for us. For any form of meditation practice. And so perhaps scanning through the body like we did this morning or earlier today, checking in your head, your face. Can there be some relaxation of the muscles of your head and face? Relaxing the jaw, around the mouth, maybe the tongue in the mouth. Maybe the neck and shoulders can relax. Allowing the arms, the hands to relax, the chest and upper back, as much as is available. This isn't doing, trying to relax can be inherently tensing, and so it's more just an invitation. We could call it an invitation. Maybe the shoulders, the neck can relax. Maybe the chest and upper back can relax. Maybe the muscles across the stomach and abdomen can relax. Maybe letting it hang forward a little bit in that area. We sometimes kind of subconsciously hold that area in. So maybe letting it hang forward. Maybe the middle and lower back can soften, release a little bit. Hips. Inside the hip sockets, maybe that can soften a little bit. the legs. And the feet. And maybe too, there can be a little bit of relaxation possible in the core of the body, inside the body. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart. Can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. And again, more of an invitation than trying to do it, I find, is sometimes seeing, is there a possibility of relaxing the stomach and intestines? And then there might be a release that's available. And perhaps too, the mind can relax. Maybe playing with that analogy of as if the brain were a muscle, maybe the brain can relax. A relaxed body supports, allows for more ease with a relaxed mind. A relaxed mind is not caught up in worries or concerns, or has less of a sense of worries and concerns. It's more of a place possibly of resting. The mind maybe can rest. All of the work that it does for us all day long, maybe we can give our mind a rest. Just let it do what it does without adding an extra burden to it. Maybe the mind can relax. And as the mind has a little bit more relaxation, perhaps this natural capacity for awareness may be more available. And so, are you aware? Just in a simple way. You don't have to figure out how you know you're aware. If you are considering that question and know yourself in this moment, there is awareness there. And so just take in, this is awareness. Aware. Aware is like this. And awareness will be aware of something. It may or may not be clear to us what awareness is aware of, and that's okay. But you might just see if there's a sense of being aware of the body sitting here. Maybe specific body sensations. Maybe hearing. Maybe a broader sense of being with yourself, knowing that you're sitting in this room wherever you are. maybe an awareness of some moods or thoughts in there. We don't have to concern ourselves so much with having a good object to be mindful. Every experience that arises is a place where we can be aware. And this capacity for awareness and cultivating that over time, cultivating a gentle continuity of that awareness. That's the direction this practice moves. And that awareness, as it becomes more continuous, will begin to naturally know the experiences. And yet sometimes it's easier at the beginning to kind of recognize that the attention is shifting from one experience to another. Seeing for a little while, for those of you with your eyes open, maybe sensations in the body, and then shifting to hearing, and then maybe noticing a thought. And then maybe aware of a larger sense of being in your body, in the space, in the room. And then maybe another specific sensation, a pressure, an itch, kind of a curiosity to follow the attention, allowing the attention to do its thing, but knowing, being aware of that shifting quality of attention. And from time to time, noticing how we are, how you are in relationship to what is happening. That might be relationship to some specific experience, like the sound a neighbor is making, or a particular body sensation that we like or don't like. And the relationship to experience can also be related to what our ideas are about the meditation. A sense of, shouldn't there be fewer thoughts? Shouldn't there be more quiet? Shouldn't the mind be more settled? And the response, a reaction or a response to that of aversion or trying to fix or change. So that's also something that can come up in the back of our minds, that relationship. And so as you practice, the main exploration is relax. Check gently, softly, are you aware? And then receive whatever is obvious. And allowing that experience to flow, to change, depending on where the attention leads it. And from time to time, check in. What's the relationship? How am I in relationship with what's happening here? Liking it, not liking it. Wanting something to happen. Wanting something to stop happening. Confusion. Boredom. If you notice some kind of a relationship, and we don't always notice a relationship, so that's okay too. If you don't notice a relationship, just keep going with, well, what's obvious? What's here? If you notice some kind of a relationship, it has now become a part of the field of what we're aware of. Just including that. That's something that the attention may notice. Notice how it affects our body. How in the moment is this human being with that relationship happening? And knowing that relationship is happening. Nothing special to do with the recognition of a relationship other than to just know it's there. The attention might linger with it for a while, or it might shift to another experience. That's okay. Relax. Are you aware? What is obvious? Letting the mind rest rather than trying to keep track of things. You don't even have to keep track of things. Just aware. Aware and receive. And that receiving happens quite naturally. And remembering the mind will wander. The moment that we notice that it has been wandering, we're no longer wandering. There's already mindfulness. We're already back. Can you recognize that moment of mindfulness returning? The ease, the naturalness of that moment. And just be curious about what is being revealed by awareness in that moment. Are you aware? What is obvious?